Hi, this is Chris Pels, and in this video we're going to learn how to implement error handling when you're sending emails in an ASP.NET website. So let's get started by creating a little sample website where we can send some emails and look at the error handling. Now the sample site that I'm going to create here will be in Visual Basic, but when you download the sample source code that comes with the video, you'll also get it in C#. Now, the first thing I'm going to do here is create a little form on default ASPX to enter some information for the email we want to send. And once we've completed that, we'll go over into the code behind for default ASPX and actually get into sending the email and dealing with the exception handling. So I'll go here in the form. Let me just enter a few text boxes. And this first one I'm going to enter here is just the email address of the person that we're going to send the email to. And in fact, let's up above that, let's put a from address. Just call that txt from. And let's enter a subject line. And then the last thing we're going to add here for entry is a little body of the message. And we'll make this a multi-line text box. And let's just give it, oh, we'll say 5 rows, and we'll give it 60 columns, or let's, yeah, better make it a little bit bigger, give it 60 columns. And then the last thing we need to add is a little button, so we can post back and actually trap the event of the button clicking and enter our code to send the email. We'll just call this button send. And we'll just call that. Okay, that looks good. Let me just go over in the design mode quickly and just do a quick check that we have our, there, that looks good. A little basic, but it'll work well for our purposes here. Now I'm just going to create a click event for the button in the code behind. And now let's take a look at how we send the email as well as deal with the exception handling. And one of the other things that we have to do to configure our website to send email is add an entry to the web.config file. So let's do that now so we don't forget about that. And I'm going to put it right here after the connection strings element. What we have to add is a system.net element and then some additional child elements, mail settings, and so forth. And let me enter them in and you can see what those are. And we go into mail settings, then we go into SMTP, and then we need to enter the network element. Now inside the network element, there's several attributes that you could set. Host, which is the host which you'll be sending the email through. You may also need to set a username, password, and potentially a port. In this particular example, I'm just going to enter a host, and then when you get the sample code, what you'll need to do is go into the web.config file of the sample code and enter the appropriate information for your situation. So let me just enter in my host information. And that will be good enough to send email from the application. So let me close out the web.config. And now let's take a look at entering the code. So to get started, let's create a private method here in our CodeBehind class where we'll put the code to create the mail message, send it, and process the exceptions. we'll just call it send mail. Let's, before we forget, we'll just put a call to send mail up here in our button click event. Now down in this method, we need to do a couple things. First is to create an instance of the mail message class and populate that with the information from our form that we created. So let me create a local variable called message, and we'll create an instance of the mail message class. So let's create a new instance. And there's a couple overrides. We're just going to create an empty instance of the mail message class. As you can see, I'll cycle through. You can add the addresses, actually the complete email with the subject and body, as well as the addresses in the form of an instance of the mail address class. So we create an empty instance, and we'll populate some of the necessary properties in the message class instance to complete the information for a message we want to send out. So in here, the first thing we want to do is set the from address. Now the from address is actually set as an instance of the mail address class. So let's create a new instance of that. And there's the mail address class. It has a couple overrides. We're going to put the address in as a string. And you can also have a display name and some encoding. So what we're going to do is just take our text box where we have the from address, enter the text, trim it out, and enter it in for the from property. Now the other thing we want to do is enter who we're going to send the email to. Now, unlike the from address, this is a collection because you can send an email to multiple individuals. So we're going to add a new instance of the mail message class to the collection, and as you can see here, we can either add it as a string or as a new instance of the mail address class. Let's just enter it as a string. Trim that out as well. Now we also have the subject, so let's set that. And that is just this string property. So we'll take the subject text box, trim it out, and there we have our subject. Now the last thing we need to put in is the body text. So in this particular example, let's just set the body text directly as a string. So again, we'll just take our text box, trim it out, and there we have our complete message that we're ready to send. So the next thing we need to do is create an instance of the SMTP client class that will be used to send our email message. So let me dimension another local variable. And there we have our SMTP client. And we'll just set that equal to a new instance of it. And you can see here that in the constructor of the SMTP client, you can create a empty instance, so to speak, without specifying anything in the constructor. And that's what we're going to do. And when you do this, it reads the information from the system.net element in the web.config that we set up a few minutes ago. Alternatively, you can specify the host and the port here when you create the instance. So now we have the instance of the SMTP client, and we're ready to send the email message. In order to send the email message that we've created with the SMTP client, all we have to do is take the local instance of the SMTP client and call the send method. And the send method constructor has two overrides. The first one is to include all the information about the message right here as parameters in the method. And the other is to include a message object. And that's what we have. So let me go ahead and put the instance of the message object here in the send method. And that's all we need to do to actually send the email message. Now, this isn't very robust because we have no error handling to trap an error if it occurs with the send process. And also, we have no way to find out more information about why the error occurred and potentially take an alternate action. So let's go ahead and put in a little error handling. Put in a try-catch block. Let's put the send method up here in the try. And now down in the catch block, we could take an action. We actually have a generic exception here that would tell us a little bit about what might have gone wrong, and we could do something like log this exception to the event log. And let me just put a comment in here so when you get the sample code, you'll know what kind of action you can take down here in this exception handling block. And we'll just put log error to event log. Now, we could go beyond this, and there are some specific exceptions that are for the SMTP client class, and let's go ahead and add one of those in here because it's going to give us a little more information in that specific exception. So we'll put another catch block, and let's call this exception variable SMTP EXC, and what we want here is an SMTP exception, so we have to actually go down to the namespace that we've been using, system.net.mail, and in there is the SMTP exception. So let's take that one here, and then we have an exception block here where we have access to a little bit more information. And let me just type in the SMTP exception instance here, and we'll bring up IntelliSense, and we have some of the standard properties that you would have in an exception class. However, there's a new one down here called status code, and this status code gives us more information specific to the SMTP sending process and what kinds of errors might have occurred. So we could take that and we could log that to the event log. So let me just comment that out so you know exactly what that property looks like. And we'll just take this comment down here, put it up in this catch block as well. So this would give you a little more information about the error that occurred with sending. So what are these status codes? Let's go over to the MSDN online documentation and take a look at the various values that are available for a status code. So we'll flip over here and take a look at that. Here's the status code enumeration in MSDN Online. Let me scroll down a bit. And here are all the enum values that you can have. And as you can see by looking through these as I scroll down, there's quite a bit of information that you can potentially get about why the sending of the email failed. And that might help you debug what is going on and why the application was not able to send your email message. So this level of error handling gives us a lot more information about what might have gone wrong. But many of the errors that you will get with the SMTP exception class are specific to the actual sending process. Say the SMTP server was not ready, things like that. Well, you can actually go one step farther, and there's another exception related to the SMTP class. And let's put in another catch block, and let's just call this RECEXC. And this one, well, again, we'll go down into the mail namespace. And there are two exceptions here which relate to recipients of the email. One is singular in that it's thrown if the recipient is not able to receive, or I should say the SMTP client is not able to send the email to a particular recipient for various reasons. And the other is plural. The difference between singular and plural is the recipient's exception, which is what we're going to use here, is a collection of individual SMTP failed recipient singular exception objects in a sense, and we'll show you how that works here. So now in this catch block we actually can look at the specific recipients that failed to receive the email message. In this case, in this example, we'd be sending it to one person, but we could obviously set it up to send an email to multiple people, and this exception will catch that if one or more of the recipients fails to receive the email message. And let's take a look at how we can use this exception object and look into some of the information that would allow us to set up a little situation where if the email fails for a particular reason, that we could resend the email message to each of the particular people that failed to receive it. So what we want to do here is actually cycle through the inner exceptions that are inside this exception object. So let's do a little for loop. And let's just give it a name of recipients, or recipient singular. And we'll set that equal to 0, 2, and we'll take the exception object, and we'll go down to this property, which is a collection of inner exceptions. And this is fairly unique to this particular exception class, in that what it contains inside of this collection is a SMTP failed recipient exception object. So we'll take this collection and we'll loop through it based upon the length of the collection. So now we can iterate through it. Let's say we had sent the email to 10 people, the send failed to 2 of the 10, then this collection would have 2 exception objects in it that we can examine and see why each of those individual people did not receive the email. So what we want to do here is actually get the SMTP status code that we looked at a few minutes ago in the previous catch block and see why the recipient did not receive the email. So let's dimension a little local variable. We'll just call it a status code. And we'll dimension that as, and this is going to be down in the system.net.mail.smtp status code. There we go. It's going to be one of the enum values. And then what we need to do is take that local status code variable, and we need to set it equal to, and we'll go into the exception, we'll go into the inner exceptions, and we wanted to go to the particular inner exception that we're processing in this loop. So go to the recipient, and that recipient is an index into the collection, and we'll now go down into the status code. So what's going on here, just to explain this a little bit, is that each index in this inner exceptions is actually a SMTP failed recipient singular exception object. And so inside of that, there's a status code. So now we have the status code for this particular recipient, and what we can do is we can look at what the value of that status code is. And let me flip back over here to the help that we looked at a moment ago. And what we're going to be looking for here, let me scroll down, and we're going to be looking to see whether the mailbox was unavailable for this particular recipient, or we're going to be looking to see if the mailbox is busy. So let's go back over to our code. What we want to do here is we want to set up a little if statement, and we want to take the status code, and we want to see if that is equal to, and let's scroll down here, and there we go. We want to see if the mailbox is busy, or we want to take the status code and we want to see if the mailbox is unavailable. So now we have an if statement that will be true if the recipient failed to receive the email message because of one of these two problems. And if so, what we're going to do is we're actually going to resend the message to the recipient after waiting a predetermined amount of time. So let's say we'll wait 5 seconds, and then we'll try to resend the email. So let me put in a little pause in the program. So we'll go into system.threading.thread.sleep, and this is in milliseconds, so we'll put 5,000. So what that would do is pause for 5 seconds, and then we're actually going to use the SMTP client to send our message once again. So this would allow us to test that condition, or those two conditions, resend the email. Now we also might want to do a little logging here so that we know that we did resend the email to this particular recipient. And if we go inside the exception object and we go back to the inner exceptions collection, go into the particular recipient that we're looping through, and you'll see one of the other properties in here, we used status code a few moments ago, is called failed recipient, and as the tooltip shows us here, this is the actual email address of the recipient that failed. So what we could do here with this property is we could log it out to the event log or whatever other source that we're doing our logging. So let me just put a little comment in here. Log this to event log, and then you'll have it in the sample code. You'll know how to get at that information. Now, if it's not one of those particular codes, then we also might want to take a different action here. So we'll put in an else statement. Let me scroll up a little bit so you can see that. And what we do in here is we may not take an action because the other exceptions that would occur, you know, will via the information in the status code might not lend it to that, but we might want to log. So what I'm going to do is we're just going to take this and we'll copy it up here so that you know you could do logging at this particular point. And rather than the SMTP exception that we used previously, what we would want is the recipient exception here. And what we would do is we'd actually go into the inner exceptions and into the recipient, and that would give us the status code. It's essentially the same thing that we did up here. And the other thing is that we have stored this as a local variable, so you could also use that as well. So let me just put or use status code. So depending upon which way you do it, if you end up having a local variable, you could go this approach, or I just put the whole sequence in here in case you have to code it literally. So now you can see that our error handling is much more robust for the sending of this email. And not only can we track general exceptions, but we have two specific exceptions here related to the sending of email with the SMTP client that provide us with a lot more information about why a failure occurred. And you should be able to use this example that we have here as a base. You saw the different status code values briefly. You can refer to them in the MSDN online documentation. And you can use this base of code that we have here and expand upon it to provide even more additional error handling for your own situation. So let's do a simple little test here of our sample form and the error handling to see how it works. What I'm going to do is set up a situation where we have a bogus host name. I'm just going to go over into the web.config and I'll just put the word Fred instead of .net at the end. Save that. Go back over to the code behind. Let's put a few breakpoints. We'll do it here when we send the message, then on each of the catch blocks. Now we'll open up the page. And I can just put a simple little email address. I'll just put test@temp.org. Let's put that, test, then test for the subject in the body. We'll click send mail. We're down here into the code behind. Let's try to send the message. We immediately get caught in this SMTP exception block. Let's look at what we have here in that exception. If we expand on it, we can see that the general message is failure sending mail, and the status code is general failure. Now the inner exception gives us some more detailed information. It says the remote name could not be resolved, and it lists the bogus host name. So you can see even in this example we're getting quite a bit more information than we would get if we just had the generic exception class. So that's an example of using the form and the error handling to get more information when sending an email fails. Then when you get the sample code, what you can do is you can set up some additional situations where you'd trigger some of the other exceptions that we have set up here and see what kinds of information you get in those particular situations. So I encourage you to download the sample source code that comes with the video. It's available in C# as well as the Visual Basic that we use here in the video. And then use that as a base for implementing error handling when sending email on your own ASP.NET website. This is Chris Pels. Thanks for watching this video on implementing error handling when sending email in an ASP.NET website.